the new management at Hollinger International is building its case against the company's former top executives, David Radler and Lord Conrad Black. Until recently, Black was CEO of Hollinger. He's still the top shareholder at the international publishing company that owns newspapers such as the Chicago Sun-Times and the Jerusalem Post. Last year, Black and Radler were forced out after they were accused of receiving millions of dollars in unauthorized payments. Yesterday, a report commissioned by Hollinger as part of a lawsuit accused the two executives of diverting more than $400 million from the company. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The report, prepared by former Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Richard Breeden, described what was termed a corporate kleptocracy at Chicago-based Hollinger International. David Reuter is a law professor at Northwestern and a former chairman of the SEC.
Just simply a kind of case in which one is incredulous that all of this could have happened. The percentage of profits taken by the alleged wrongdoers is enormous. Ineptness and disinterest of the board, according to the facts alleged, are simply astounding.
Through a variety of schemes stretching over 7 years, Black and Radler allegedly diverted more than 95% of the company's earnings. Black, a Franklin Roosevelt expert, spent nearly $9 million of company money to purchase memorabilia relating to the former president. Millions more went to buy New York City apartments and to pay for the personal use of corporate jets. Black also used company funds to pay for lavish parties, sometimes to honor board members such as Henry Kissinger, sometimes just to say happy birthday to his wife. Chris Bebel, a former federal prosecutor, says if nothing else, the sheer amount of money involved makes the case noteworthy.
When the fees and costs and perks and benefits to top management are so excessive, it becomes virtually impossible for the corporation, the publicly held company, to report a profit on the bottom line. That's what was happening here.
The report also took sharp aim at the company's board of directors, which in addition to Kissinger included former Illinois Governor James Thompson and former Assistant Secretary of Defense Richard Perle. The meetings that board members attended were heavy on discussions of foreign policy issues, but light on the business a board should attend to, according to the report. Again, Northwestern law professor David Reuter.
That board was certainly overwhelming in its the nature of the people who were on the board. Certainly, I would have been quite willing to sit and listen to those people discuss world affairs or whatever. But the fact is, at that board, they shouldn't have been doing that. They should have been paying attention to their business.
But Breeden's report provided some cover for board members. It said board committees were frequently misled by Black and Radler. Paul Hodgson is Senior Research Associate at the Corporate Library, a corporate governance group.
It's the job of a board member to ask for, as well as receive information. And if they didn't think that they were getting the right kind of information, then they needed to be more proactive in asking for it.
Black was forced out as CEO of Hollinger last year, but is still the company's biggest stockholder, holding a controlling stake through another company, Toronto-based Ravelston. That company issued a statement blasting the committee's report, saying it was filled with outright lies. Hollinger, meanwhile, is suing Black and Radler, seeking more than $1 billion in damages. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.